Maybe Yaganeth is only chayiv if he takes it into his hand, he steals it in his hand. Gagoy chaseru v'kafifu minayin. How do we know if the ganef doesn't make a kinyan yad, but rather he throws it into his gag, into his roof, or into his chutz, or into his kafif, or his front yard there? Minayin, how do we know to say also there's a kinyan geneva that you chayiv? Tamalem, the Pasuk says, in himotze mikomokom. Mashin, any place that we find this by you, the ganef, you're a ganef, and you have kinyani geneva, for that you chayiv kefil. So himotze timotze is not extra for our drushes. We need it for this drusha. So Mura says, no, we can learn out both. I tell you, in Cain, if so, lay makrua oi himotze himotze. Oi timotze timotze. If it just means to teach us that any place you find it by the ganef is a din kefil, so let us say the word twice, but the same word twice. Why does it change around and say, he motzei ti motzei? So Mura says, midishoni kro, since the Torah goes to say it over again with a little shinui, it changes it around a little bit. So shmamina tarti, that's the proof for both of them to say, both halachis, that true, any place you find the taki yechayiv, and it would then also, either for maid b'knaz akar b'edim is potom, or else for the parasha of ganef. Now gufa, what we learned before, Omar Rav said, Karen, Kain Shagonav. Whenever you steal something, and obviously later it gets ruined or you don't have it anymore, so you have to pay back the owner the value of it, money. How much money do you have to pay back? How much it was worth at the time when you stole it? That's the locha. Karen, Kain Shagonav. Karen, you have to pay back the way it was worth at the time when you stole it. Mashen Kain Tashlume Kefa Vadashlume Yavod Chamisha. Let's say you stole somebody's chair, and or you stole the shore. And then lemaisa, it got worthless, and you shechted it, and then you made a mechira. So you have to pay dal v'hei. How much do you have to pay? What's the four or five times? Kishas hamad b'din. Then you have to pay not how much it was worth at the time when you stole it, but rather you have to pay how much it's worth at the kishas hamad b'din. And we'll soon see exactly what the case is. But if the price changes from the time when you stole it until the time when you come to Bezdin, so if you're only a ganef just to pay back the keren, the money that you stole, the value of the chevet itself, you have to pay back how much it was worth, pishas ganeva. We'll soon see the cases. But when you pay for kefil, or for dal of the hay, that you pay how much it was worth, pishas hamad b'din. Pishas they went to Bezdin, not only at the time when it was worth pishas to ganeva, but how much it's worth rather later on, pishas hamad b'din. So first of all it says, my time with the Rav, what's Rav's svara? How do I know this svara from? On Makro, the pasuk says, "Geneva v'chayim." We had the pasuk before. It says, "Chayim shnayim nishalim." It says, "Lashon of geneva v'chayim." So, what does that mean to say? Amai kamer achmon chayim b'geneva. Why does the Torah say the word chayim by geneva? It means to teach us, "Ach yol lekeren kein shegonav." It means you have to return it the way it was worth b'shas geneva. Chayim, Geneva Chayim means return it the way it was B'shas Geneva. So if it died and you have to pay back money and you don't pay how much it was worth right before it died, but rather you have to pay how much it was worth at the time of the Geneva. So that's from this pasuk of Geneva V'chayim, I know you have to pay back Ach Yulakeren Kein Shagonav. That a Ganav has to pay how much it was worth B'shas Geneva at the time when he stole it. So now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Sheshi says, you should know, Amino, I say, like Rav is wrong. And therefore I say, that Kinayim v'shochav Rav Omer Laishmaitato. Rav said this halacha when he was dozing off, when he was half sleeping. In other words, he didn't really mean it. He made a mistake. Why? The Tanya will learn like this. Kechusha, if you stole the weak animal, you stole the Kechusha, v'yeshmeno, and then you fattened it up, so halacha is, Mishalom tashlume kefil, for tashlum yavod v'chamisha, kein shegonav. You have to pay everything, kein shegonav. So you see here what? That Rav said what? That the keren is kein shegonav. But the kefil on dal v'hei, you pay how much it's worth later on, b'shas hamad b'din. And here I see not like that. Here I see even for the payment of kefil, and dal v'hei, I pay how much it was worth, b'shas k'neva. So here is clearly not like Rav. So Rav did not mean it. So Mar says, no, what's the Bikasha? Amri, I tell you here, even Rav would agree also. Mishrim diyomalei, because the Ganav has a right to say, Ano petimno, I fattened the shor. Like, what happened here? A Ganav stole somebody's shor, a nice weak one. Small weak one. He took it home, and Imamish shoved in there 10 pounds a day of food. He shoved him up, and Imamish made him fat. He says, so later, when you catch me and I sell it, So I have to pay dollars of hay. You want to tell me I have to pay 4 or 5 times how much it's worth now for shas I sold it? No. I stole from you £100 of one. It was a weak one. I now it's worth $150. That's because I fanned it up. But since it's my food that's fanned it up, for sure I don't have to pay you. That even Rav would agree to also. And here it's different. Mishum diyomalei. Because here, the mazik could say, the ganav could say, I'm not patimna, I fanned it. The achakalta, and you're going to take the money. So therefore, Rav would agree also. But in a normal case, where it didn't become more because the ganav fanned it, but it became more because the price went up, and echanami. Then Rav Tak holds that keren you pay the way it was worth b'shas, keneva. But dalad v'hei, or kefil, that you pay how much it's worth, b'shas hamodim it. Toshima, come on, bring another proof. Toshima. Shemena, what's going to be if you stole the nice fat one? Stole the big fat animal. Vechisha. And then the guy that worked with it so hard, and Amish worked with it day and night, and it became skinny, it came weak, so it got worth less. So what's the halacha? Mishalem tashlum me kefil v'tashlum me abo v'chamisha kein shegonav. It says clearly in the price, and again, not like Rav. It says not only do you have to pay back to Karen how much was worth b'shas k'neva, but even the kefil, or even the dollar of hay, if you sell it or sheft it, you have to pay kein shegonav how much was worth when it was fat. It's not like Rav. Rav says you only pay kefil or dollar of hay how much is worth b'shas amad b'din. Here b'shas amad b'din was half price. So Mar says no, here Rav would also agree. I tell you, Hossam Nam, here also Rav agrees. Mishum the Arminan lay, because the Balabos, the faith of the Ganef, listen, Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palga. What's the difference if you kill my whole animal, or you kill half of my animal? In other words, when you took my shor and you started to work with it so hard, that you made it so weak and so small, that's like killing my animal. So just like if you would have killed the animal right now, you have family's worth right now, so now you're killing it slowly. So that's for sure, if you take my fat animal and you work it over and ruin it and make it worth less, that's all part of the matter that you did. That's called part of the killing. So therefore, if you stole it and then you shechted it like, that's all part of the shechita like. So therefore, why do you pay dalvei how much it was worth b'shas k'neva? So if so, ki koma Rav comes out now, when did Rav say his halacha? That there's a difference if you steal somebody's shor, that negate to the keren, the first value you have to pay back how much it was worth, b'shas k'neva. And the kefil, the dalav hay, that you pay back how much it's worth later on. When did Rav say that? The yukra b'zula. If the price is, the market price goes down. That's what we're talking about. When you stole it, the market price was up. And later, b'shas amadu din, the market price went down. So then Rav says, the keren that you pay is kein shegonav. You have to pay how much it was worth at the time when you stole it. And the dalav hay, the kefil, you pay how much it's worth now, b'shas amadu din. That's Rav's word. Yeah. So now, who's the comer? That's what Rav says. So Rav says, hey, Chidomi, what are we talking about over here? What's the real case? Hey, Chidomi. Elaim, if you want to tell me, the Mikora Shav Yezuzah, when you first stole this animal, was worth $1, a Zuz. Or Lepsoiv Shav Yedala Zuzin, later it got worth more. It got worth to 4 Zuzim. So you're telling me now what happens like now, if the animal gets lost, or you ruin the animal right now. That Rav says, how much Karen do you have to pay back? He said, back only 1 zuz. So you say, I'm telling me now, Karen changed your gunner. That no matter what the gunner does to it, if he kills it now or breaks it now, for the Karen he only has to pay, changed your gunner of only $1. So Fred Gemara, is that true? If so, lema pligi di Rav ad Rabba. It comes out then that Rav is arguing on Rabba. Some of the we don't want to say like this. The Yama Rav, because Rav has said, if somebody goes and steals a barrel of wine from his friend, he stole the barrel of wine. Now, at the beginning when you stole it, this barrel was worth $1. That's what the barrel was worth, $1. And later, a week later, when you have it in your house now, prices go up on the wine. And now wine, this barrel is worth $4. So Rava says like this, Tavra, if you go and break that barrel right now, or shia, or else you go and drink the wine right now, you should know, it's considered like a new maisa geneva right now, and therefore, mishalom dalid, you have to pay 4, because since right now it was worth 4, even though when you stole it, it was only worth $1, but the chur of smari is though, since you now broke it or drank it, it's like a new maisa geneva like, so you chai for the second maisa. So you have to pay dollar how much it's worth right now. Well, some say it's a Maisa Mazik. That's like the Ksais talks about this. It's a Shalot, it's a new Maisa Gneva, it's a new Maisa Mazik. But I call upon him Yechayiv because you did something to his animal. But what about Itpa Memeva? Let's say it broke by itself or it died by itself. Then Mishalom Zuzi. Then Enechnam, you only have to pay back how much you stole. The Shast you stole was only worth a dollar. So that's how much you have to pay back. So who the Kashra is Rav is Mashma at all cases. Whenever you steal it, no matter what you do to it, Mashma from Rav, even if you would drink it, or even if you would break it and kill it, still you have to only pay back $1 the way it was worth Bishas Geneva. So it's not like Rabba. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you, Rav maybe agrees to Rabba. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Ki koma Rav, when does Rav say the loch riz? You have to pay back the Zuz, how much it was worth Bishas Geneva. Kegoin, like this. The Mikoro shov yadalu, just the opposite. At the beginning, when you stole, the shore was nice, it was worth, the value was high. The market price was high. It was worth 4 zuz. All that soif, and at the end, right before you broke it or did something to it, shav yezuz, the price went down, it's only worth 1 zuz. This is the case that Rav is talking about. That Karen Kain Shagonav. That's the pasuk of Geneva Chayim, Ach Yol Karen Kain Shagonav. You have to pay back now 4 zuz. Even though now, when you break it right now, so true, you're doing like a new Maisa Mazik to it. And the Maisa Mazik is only in the 1 zuz thing, but since before, when you stole it, it was worth 4 zuz. So instead of then, the Chi of Geneva was chal to pay back the Karen, so the Chi of 4 zuz starts right away, that can never go off. So you still have to pay back 4 zuz. So that's not a kasha to Rabba. Rabba's talking about the other way around, where first it was worth 1, then it's worth 4. That Rav also agrees to, that later when you break it or drink it, that's a new Maisa Mazik. But here we're talking about the first was worth $4. Now later it's only worth $1. So even though it's a new Maisa Geneva later, but that's only $1 damage. Rav holds the Chiddush, still you have to pay back $4 for the damage to Geneva that was done at the beginning. That's the pasuk of Gonav and Geneva and Chaim. Yeah. Now, Rav says also, Tashlume Kefil, V'tashlume Yabov V'chamisha, Kishosa Kishaita Amod Bedin. You have to pay how much it's worth to time it Amod Bedin. That's what Rav agrees to. See, here that's only worth $1 of Shas Amod Bedin. You only have to pay one time for the $1 for the Kefil, over the Dal V'hei. So Rav says now, Tony, because this you don't have an extra posik. So therefore we say it's like this, that calls the man it's alive, it's like the owner still. So therefore, it's like if the owner's reshus, it went down in value. So at the end, when you broke it or you did something to it, really the damage was only done to 1 zuz. So therefore, the kefil or the dal vei, you only have to pay back how much was worth for shasta modavadin. So I'll bring you proof to this. Tony, Rabbi Chanina, l'siul Rav. I'll bring you proof to Rav's halacha. That is the difference between keren and kefil. It says like this. Val habayis she'toyin tanas ganef epikodin. You are a shayna epikodin. I gave you my watch. I gave you something to watch for me. I gave you my chair to watch. And then I come back and say, give it back to me. And you turn and says, no, it was stolen from you. V'nishba, and you swore that it was stolen from you. And you're a shrein l'chinim, so you're potter. For hoida, and then later you yourself admit that you swore false, that really you had the chair in your house. Oh, bo Adim, and then Adim come and tell us, yes, you stole it, you have it. So it depends like this. If you admit before Adim come, that's called Moedim Kanas, that you potter from Kefil. So Lachar is Mishala and Keren, the Chaimish B'Yoshim. You have to pay Keren, because you made a Maisa Turin time as Ganif, is like a Ganif. You have to pay back Chaimish. And you have to make also an Oshim. Whenever you swear false, so you have to pay back a Chaimish and a Korban Oshim. Now, what about V'yim Mishabo Adim Hoida? Let's say you admit after the Adim came, so the Adim will first mechayv you to pay back Kefil. So then the lochr is Misham Tashlumi Kefil. You have to pay back Kefil. The Oshim, you also have to bring a Korban Oshim because you swore false and you admit that you swore false. They're telling us now after the Adim came and says it wasn't stolen from you, you have it in your house. So now you're admitting, yes, I have it in my house. So now that you're admitting it, you're admitting that you swore false, therefore you have to bring a Korban Oshim. That's called an Asham Gezelos. The Chaim Shoy, Mashma Tanakam holds, really you have to pay a Chaimish. Just the reason why not is, because the Chaim She'olulei B'Kveloi. Since you're paying back Kefil, the Chaimish, that's Kefil. So when you're paying back 1/5 of the Keren, that's the same amount that you're paying back Kefil. So it's a new Svara, Since this is the exact payment of Kefro, the Yosef 2 and 1. Given Rabbi Yaakov, that's what Rabbi Yaakov says. This is the Raya to Rav, that a shaykh to say the Karen was worth $4. Because when you first sold it, it was worth $4. Later, B'shat HaModim Din was only worth $1. So when you broke it then, how much Kefro do you have to pay? Only $1 worth. How much is the Karen? $4 worth. Now, if you look at $4, what's a fifth of that? A fifth milabar is $1. Because when you add 1 to 4, it's 5. One fifth of that is 1. So it comes out 1/5 of 4, if you add it on later, is 1. So therefore, the kefil is 1 and the chaimish is 1. That's what Yaakov says, you're part of 2 and 1.